Thinking about Hurricane Katrina led us to a song called Requiem by Eliza Gilkison. She wrote it last winter after the Asian tsunami hit.
We were all just glued to the television, all of us, you know, watching these horrific events unfold. And almost immediately there was a benefit where a lot of major stars did a fundraiser on television. And I remember I watched the fundraiser and I was touched by people stepping forth and asking for help and donations. But at the time, I was really struck with the actual music that they were playing. I felt it was so disconnected to the event. And somehow I was inspired to write something that would connect us actually in a more visceral way to create a vehicle for grieving for the tsunami.
Mother Mary, full of grace, awaken. All our homes are gone, our loved ones taken. Taken by
The song is called Requiem. Did you always imagine this song in this way, as a hymn, almost a, I don't know, it's not a dirge, but as a lament, I suppose?
Yes, I did. I actually, my first intention was to write it like a mass, and I actually looked into writing it in Latin. I even tried different female deities. I looked at different Muslim deities and different Christian deities, different Indian, you know, Buddhist deities. But I kept coming back to Mary. It just didn't feel right for me as a Westerner to be singing to a deity that I wasn't familiar with. And it seemed right since she's sort of the Western archetype of compassion, and that's the energy that I wanted to invoke.
We're hearing two voices here. This is you on the lower part,
mm-hmm.
and your daughter, Delia
mm-hmm.
Castillo,
mm-hmm.
up above.
Mm-hmm. I did write it for two voices, and really specifically her voice, because she's got this gorgeous, pure soprano. I can't even hit those notes. So I liked the idea of the innocent younger woman balanced with a sort of a little more world-weary older woman's voice. And there's a lot of mother-daughter love in that recording. I think that there is something of that conveys.
In the dark night of the soul, your shattered dreamers.
I think people here in this country, because of what's happened in New Orleans, have been wanting to find songs that address what this country is going through right now.
When Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast a little more than 2 weeks ago, did you find yourself thinking more about Requiem, thinking about that process and how you had written this song?
I did think about it. I thought, wow, you know, once again, this need to grieve, and that there, I was grateful that there was, that I had a piece of music that could offer that prayer and that option for consolation of some sort and some sort of image of compassion. I was glad that I had a song that could address it. it has been a sad time for everyone.
Eliza Gilkison, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
The song Requiem by Eliza Gilkison from her CD titled Paradise Hotel. You can hear the song in full at our website, npr.org.